we were talking about this in our meeting, and things got quite heated. We briefly mentioned this a few days ago. But, you know, the beast in the industry and the beast that has always been the beast for 20-some-odd years now has been ESPN in our industry, television-wise. They control everything. They have basically splintered off into about 30 different networks. They're just a massive, massive monopoly when it comes to sports on television. And credit to them, you know? I mean, they built it from the ground up, and things have just taken off, and we all understand why.
You got some very bright minds in there.
Yeah, and have for a long time.
Who knew how to create a good working business model and have executed it.
And so now, as of the last couple of years, some of the networks, NBC and Fox specifically, have decided that it's time to throw their hat into the arena and create another all-sports station. Now we've
CBS has two.
No, that's right. CBS has two. We've seen how that's worked in the radio business locally. It's not done anything. But television could be a different story. But with their, basically with their credos laid out when the networks first came on the air, I still didn't see any way that they could make a dent into ESPN, because ESPN essentially owned everything of significance.
Back in the early days of ESPN, this is something we have seen before, because CNN and TNT and TBS all were talking and occasionally acting like they were ready to pose a big challenge to them.
Right.
But to do this, you got to commit.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get in it to win it, and none of those outlets never did. CNN had a competitor to SportsCenter, which was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
On for a while back then. And TNT has had basketball and baseball and stuff. They had USL football and this and that, but none of them ever would really commit and get in there and dig in. And they were the last challengers. You know, they were the last challengers until now.
Right.
When all these other networks have decided that, yes, we're going to, we've got a little offshoots here, and we're going to try and make something out of them, see what we can do. The
right.
Most recent, Fox, which hit the air this weekend.
Yeah. And for most people, there is something that, I think for most people, NBC Sports Network hit the air this weekend, too. Matter of fact, I know for most people, because they rolled out something that makes them an instant competitor. Whether you like it or not, they have taken on the English Premier League. And you hear Bob talk about this quite a bit, but the EPL is huge. And it has become so much bigger in America over the last couple of years. It's so big that this is what the people that run Major League Soccer, they thought, we look at the EPL, let's look at the EPL, and try to create our own league, and try to make it as successful here, or try to make it one of the top three, four sports here, and model it after the EPL. Well, little did they know that the only thing it would take is running the EPL over here to dwarf MLS. And they picked up the English Premier League, and suddenly their numbers went from zero to relevance overnight, where people had no clue. They had never even turned that network on before. And then suddenly, NBC Sports Network decides to run every single English Premier League game from the start of the season till the end, and boom, there's 5 million people that suddenly tune into your network.
How did they get it?
They probably just told them, hey, we want to do it.
Well, they had to bid an exorbitant amount of money for it.
Well, who are they bidding against?
Well, ESPN was running it. Some of the games.
Some of the games.
The Fox Soccer Channel had that, but that was like a pay service. If you wanted that channel, you had to have it bundled in with something else. You were paying extra money for it. This is free. This is free for everyone to watch. And I think that they went all in. I think this was, and I'm not comparing the two, okay? But what I'm saying is, when Fox, regular Fox, wanted to launch their network, mm-hmm. What did they do?
They went and got the NFL.
They got the NFL, and they bid a boatload for it. And ever since then, they were a joke. People don't remember this in the early 90s, what a joke they were. They had the Simpsons, and that's about it.
Married with Children.
Yeah, Married with Children. And suddenly the NFL comes aboard, and boom, now you just, it's,
you're
you
legit.
Just, you just consider it as one of the main networks. When it was nothing. It was nothing. And I'm not saying this is going to make NBC Sports Network suddenly legit. But dude, you go from about 10,000 viewers to in excess of 5 million over one weekend. I don't think people realize how many people are into that sport on these shores. It's staggering.
It's a bold move, man, for sure. It's like they had the balls to do it, and they took a chance, and they spent the money, and it seemed to work for them. It's like why we wouldn't put Mexican Talk on Cliff.
Right. Exactly.
Why wouldn't we do that?
It's the biggest audience.
We can have Mexican Pac-Man on, too.
Let's hear
it. Yeah, it was the way for them to
leave Mexican Pac-Man alone.
The biggest audience in one fell swoop that is out there right now.
Yes.
And they did it. It was, they needed a bold stroke, and they got it.
Let me put it to you.
They tried to do this with hockey, and, you know.
It's not there, man.
People watched hockey for the Stanley Cup playoffs and all that stuff, but you know, it's not like this.
No. It's the biggest audience ever for the Premier League's opening weekend. And that means it's bigger than what ran on ESPN and Fox Soccer. So the five games on NBC and NBC Sports Network was a 52% increase from the five games shown across ESPN and Fox Soccer last year. A 52% increase from ESPN. Explain that one.
Well, you can explain it because you've got millions of 37-year-old men that didn't grow up liking the sport or playing it, that grew up playing baseball and football and watching the NFL. But for some reason, there's that sect of Anglophiles out there that just did their due diligence and picked a team and learned everything that they could about the English Premier League and started following, just living that lifestyle, thinking that somehow that makes them cool.
All right, Sturm here.
What I want to know, though, is why are so many more people watching it here on NBC than they were on these other channels?
You know how, like, Breaking Bad picked up, they doubled their audience in a year?
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that it looks like that they've doubled their audience here as well?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same people have, overnight, they're telling buddies about it. They're picking teams. There are fantasy leagues all over the place for the EPL. Dude, there are soccer leagues all over the world. And for whatever reason, the English Premier League has created this buzz. Dude, okay, you remember a couple years ago when suddenly Fox started showing English Premier League scores during football games. Remember coming into work going, what are they doing? Why are they doing this?
Hey, believe me, the fact that this thing is getting as much attention as it does is nothing but a sheer annoyance for me.
But the thing is, and you, Danny, you're partially right, that there's a bunch of people out there that are 35 years old that threw a dart at London,
mm-hmm.
and it landed on West Ham or whatever, and suddenly they have found their team.
My dart landed on Prest Ham.
All
boom.
Right.
Boom.
Pow.
So, and then they pick their team, and then they have stuck with this team. And yes, it's more than a fad, though, because now, Danny, what you have...
Well, what was a fad turned into an obsession.
Dude, it is an obsession of the highest order.
And I'll give them credit. They did educate themselves. And to hear people like Sturm and Dave Lane, you know, eloquently speak about soccer as it goes in one ear and out the other of my brain, I'm impressed by it, but... What was the impetus of this? They didn't like soccer growing
no,
up.
No, Bob Sturm never even played soccer, but he got addicted to it.
And
he just turned it on.
You know why?
He turned it on.
I think it's to be cool. It started out.
Yes, it's definitely to be cool.
It's to try to
claim something for your own.
Yes, it's elitism. It's separatism. It's like, you know, everybody can watch baseball or football, but I'm into soccer.
Soccer.
Oh, you'll never walk alone, Liverpool. No.
But that may be how it started. But like you said, you have to give credit to these people because they do
care.
They're more passionate about this than they are anything stateside.
I don't question their belief and passion and love of the sport now, but it just drives me crazy is how it started.
The European game is also way easier to watch. Like, there's definitely an elitist element to it, but you can tell the difference. Like, if you sit down and watch an EPL game versus an MLS game 10 years ago, it's night and day as far as the experience of watching it.
Yeah, and from what, you know, I watched a lot of this on Saturday and Sunday that they rolled out. I've never turned it on that network in my life. Not once. And found out that they were getting it flipped over there.
Watch the Stanley Cup Finals?
No, I didn't watch 1 second of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Hey, boys.
What?
Real quickly, can I shift gears? A little breaking Cowboys news here.
Yeah.
Sean Lee, we're seeing reports he has gotten a 6-year contract extension, averaging about $7 million a year.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to say he was hurt.
No, he's not hurt yet.
Sean Lee.
So yeah, Sean Lee takes the deal, huh?
Good for him, man.
Breaking news.
Sean Lee is the face. He will be the face of that franchise for a long time. He is a badass.
All right, well, look, this is all just a little bit too nouveau for me, this soccer phenomenon.
But you recognize it.
Oh, yeah, I recognize it, and I don't begrudge anybody for getting into it and anything. But I have watched it, and it has not grabbed me.
Well, you didn't grow up playing it, and, you know, a lot of these people didn't grow up playing it either, but there is something to it. There is something about watching one of those games over there in England and seeing the passion of these fans.
Corby, don't get me wrong.
And hearing the songs and the chants and the quality of play, like Jake said. Man, it is unbelievable. You can't equate it to anything over here.
I'm not hating on the sport by any
means. You're hating on the people.
I'm hating on the process and the what started the interest to begin with, and I think it's more self-serving than an actual real love of the game.
Of course it is. It is. Like I say, it's something for these people to claim as their own.
But you'll see a lot of people that, and you know what, most soccer fans, you talk to them like, hey, did you see the Ranger game last night?
No.
No. I'm not watching that.
I was watching Everton and Man City.
You think I'm going to watch that slow-ass game?
I was watching Prest Ham.
There is a definite line of demarcation between soccer and baseball. The soccer people think that they are very well-educated, that they're cut from a different cloth, and that the baseball people are rural hicks.
Well, that's fine. You know, like I say, I don't begrudge anything for anybody. People can do whatever they want. I am fine with it.
I mean,
just
I'm all
give
about,
me baseball.
All about watching, you know, the big tournaments and the World Cup and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'll watch the World Cup.
It's a blast, and I love hearing those crowds and the passion that those fans have for the game, and the quality of play on the field is amazing. But like I said, it's an elitist interest. The origin of getting into that sport for most people in America has nothing to do with their love of the game. They may have grown to love the game, but come on, you're trying to just be cooler and better than everybody else. That's why you started.
Then explain
that's
this.
Uniquely yours.
The guy that's the head of NBC Sports right now, John Miller, the guy that helped start this network. The only reason he got soccer is because he would wake up at 7 o'clock. Way before his kids would wake up, and his kids at the time were like 18 and 17. He had two sons. They'd be out all night, and they would wake up on Saturday and Sundays to watch soccer at 7 o'clock in the morning. He's like, don't you people sleep until noon? And he realized that they were getting up, and they were sitting there in full regalia of Arsenal or whatever it may be, Everton, whatever. And he was like, wait a minute. So my kids are into this. Can't you learn something from your children? It's not 35-year-olds anymore, just 35-year-olds. It is an obsession from the teenage years on up. And it's doing nothing but getting bigger. And I think forever and ever and ever, people were saying soccer's going to take off in America. It's going to take off in America. It may never take off in America, but nobody gives a damn because of the access to the EPL. This is American soccer now, almost, watching this. It's everyone's obsession. I think it's cool. There's nothing wrong with it.
No, there's nothing wrong with it.
And I know it's an off sport for you, and you hate off sports.
I don't hate
off
sports.
Yeah, you do too. You think that they're lower forms.
Well, I don't hate them.
You hate people that are passionate about it. You roll your eyes at them, thinking that why aren't you into the bigger sports? I mean, if I have to go down the list of sports that I like, it starts with football, and then it goes tennis, and then it goes golf. See, you just rolled your eyes at me. You just did it.
I could feel his eyes rolling.
But you don't understand. You don't get that, do you?
No, I don't get that.
And do you think I'm doing a bit? Do you think I'm doing a bit with tennis?
No, I don't think you're doing a bit, because nobody's doing the tennis bit. You're the only person I know that's into that.
I mean, it's a very, very serious, troubling passion of mine, and it just is. It's been that way since I've been 10 years old.
Yeah, but that's something we grew up with, man. You know, I played tennis all through middle school and high school and was addicted to Wimbledon when we first got HBO. I mean, that's all I cared about. My summers were based around that two-week period of watching Wimbledon.
And there was no
soccer. I've always had the option to play tennis. You know, it's always been out there.
Right.
Anytime I wanted to start playing it or get into it or
there's a court.
Actually learn how to keep score in tennis, I could learn that. I could go play it.
Liking soccer is a very hipster thing that separates those types of people from the ruralist of America.
Yes.
I think so, too.
It's hipster.
It is very hipster.
It's game.
Very hipster, and they will thumb their nose at the baseball fan and probably the football fan as well, saying that their sport is superior, but... Man, it is going to legitimize this network. You're going to see a network that had nothing turn into a player when it comes to programming now, because of this. It is the most brilliant stroke we've seen in sports programming in years and years and years.
Somebody makes a good point, Corby. Like over here, we think of soccer as an elitist sport, but over there, it's the common man. It is the scourge
it's
of
the
society.
Scum. It's the poorest of the poor.
Yes, it's the coal worker with no teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean that's why the people that thumb their nose at soccer over here. I don't get it, because you are one of them.
I am one of you.
You know, you look at those people that are jumping up and down and chanting and singing songs, dude. That's you with your little Ranger hat on. When you go, you watch the Astros play, for God's sakes. It is you, man.
Yeah, man.
Embrace it.
It's not me.
Well, it's the same type of person.
Press TM.
Shut up, Norm.
All right. Up next, odd things that happened in baseball.
Oh, God, lame. Tomorrow on the